Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. It's David Gibson. And today's show is on sound for dementia. We're going to be going through the treatment plans that we've come up with over the last 10 years with our students and refined with our Medical Sound Association. And we're now going to be starting a company for dementia. You might find this really interesting. But before we, and our intention is that we will actually find frequencies and music that will completely transform dementia and get rid of it completely. That's all. But before we start, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the school. We've got our sound healing certificate program starting online every week or two. Our next start time is this Tuesday, March 23rd. That's the Sound of Chakras class. You can also do classes individually as well. We've got quite a few classes coming up. Actually, I could probably find them very quickly. So we've got the Sound of Chakras class that you could do this Tuesday. It's about $30. Or, let's see, it's under events. Also, we've got the brainwave entrainment class coming up for only $30. We've got class on instruments and treatments for specific issues on March 30th. And then Sound of Love class, April 10th and 17th. Sound of Nature, April 22nd. Healing Modes, April 27th. And there's all the different ways to find frequencies and what to do with them once you found it. And then Laws of Resonance, Harmonic Structure of Sound. We have a voice class starting this Thursday, March 25th, with Vicki Dodd. Vicki Dodd's amazing. She's a wise sound healer, been doing it for over 40 years. And then in May, we've got Suzanne Sterling's class on voice, and then Sonia's class, Music Theory, coming up. Voice Healing and Boundaries, June 15th, Sacred Geometry, again, Lakshmi's classes. And then we've got coming up Intermediate Tuning Fork class. And Randy Masters goes through all the ways to use tuning forks for all different issues. And then we're also in alignment with that. We've got the acupuncture class coming up in July, which is 10 days with Deb Follenstad on how to use tuning forks on acupuncture points. She's an amazing teacher. You said, oh my God, you will be blown away with all the information. But what's so cool about that class is you come out knowing precisely what forks to use on what acupuncture points when somebody has a specific issue. It's very, very cool. And then we have the toning and intermediate toning and voice with Liz Addison and Vicki Dodd. Okay. But we also have then the whole certificate program. Two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 to 1. That's Pacific time. If you can't make those times, you can always watch the video. We have our summer intensive coming up, which is June 8th, 8th through the 17th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. And these are the classes that are best done at the Institute. The rest of them are done online. So half of it is here in Sausalito and San Francisco area, and the other half is online. And you could start the online this Tuesday. You can start anytime. And then if you make it for the summer intensive, you can also, you can stay at the Institute, no beds, but you know, we've got a nice little kitchen area, and it's only a couple $100 to sleep on the floor there. And also you don't have to do the whole certificate. If you want to just take the classes at the Institute, it's half price. It's like $14.85. Not half those. So Those classes at the Institute are limited to 10 people. So if you're interested, you should probably let us know soon because you've already got 5 people and it's going to sell out pretty quickly. So that's our summer intensive, June 8th to the 17th. The next semester was starting in September, which is a normal couple of nights a week. And still, the other half is online. So the lectures are online. So we have the classes. We also have an open house coming up April 11th. It's also limited to about 15 people, so need to RSVP. And that is 1 to 5 o'clock on Sunday, April 11th, and here in the San Francisco area in Sausalito. And we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You do a lot of heart-opening meditations. By the way, the certificate program is really all about how to be a sound healer, sound therapist, to do sound baths, and to heal yourself, and to understand how the whole universe works based on sound and vibration, and many skills that you can use to actually open up your own practice. Okay. So that's the certificate program. We also have the therapies we do online. We've got voice analysis that we do where we can over Zoom or over the phone, we can find what frequencies are missing in your voice and give you a CD to fill those in. It's really good for a wide range of physical and emotional issues, and that's only $65 online. Also, we've got our software that we use for that for sale. It's like $900, and the next training for that for the software is April 24th. So if you're interested, you can go to voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also can find your home note, which is your metabolism, where you're at peace. And that is only $50. We play each of the 12 notes to see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. Then we've got our store where we have a full range of different instruments. So here's the site. So if you go to our soundhealingcenter.com site, then you can see all the school information. Here's the Sound Therapy Center website. So we've got a full range of issues here that you can choose, and it will tell you what type of treatments are good for those issues, right? And then for the store, when you go to the store, we have a full range of issues of products. We've got our sound healing and therapy music, which includes the frequency CDs that you don't listen to. Let's start with sound. But you just play the frequencies on your body with headphones, and instead of listening, and they're really effective for pain. We also have guided meditations. We also have my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and my recording books as well. We even have videos that are really cool to watch. And we've got all the vibroacoustic tools, which include all of our sound tables, sound lounges, the bass pod that you can put right on the body and vibrate any part and get rid of any pain just about. And then we've got the bass belt that you can strap it on as well. And then we have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, the crystal harp, now called the quartzophone, and Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning forks, and sound tubes. And then a full range of melodic instruments of sansulas, which is like the kalimba, free note, which is like a xylophone, wood drums, and hand pans. That's some cool hand pans these days. And then we also have the consciousness raising tools. We have the Miracle iCube, which is a device that you It's got three Tesla-like coils wrapped around nine inert noble gases that put out a scalar wave field for 30 miles. And we have frequencies for oneness, for love, and Schumann resonance, and it's really effective. We also have the biomat, which is a amethyst mat that heats up. It's got infrared in it. And we actually put it on top of the sound table so the sound comes through it. It's really cool. We have a water device that imprints the Schumann resonance into the water. And that's really just excellent for making the water much better for you. And a couple other devices. The other cool thing that we have is our sound chambers. I got a download when I was in Egypt to create these sound chambers, which is the King's Chamber from inside the Great Pyramid, wrapped around with a dodecahedron. A dodecahedron is almost like a sphere, so it'd be like this image with an actual King's Chamber floating inside of it, right? And then around that, an octahedron. This is an octahedron, which is a four-sided pyramid up and a four-sided pyramid down. It's an octahedron frame, right? And so we're working with an architect, and so we can now build these chambers, which will take you out. It will take you to another dimension. Oh my God, I've got some beings on the other side that are giving some really fine details on how to build these to create higher consciousness. And in fact, I said, okay, can we have water streaming down over the dodecahedron into pools? And these higher beings, they said, you should have channels, north, south, east, and west, and the little channels will carry the water. And they said, if you put mercury in those channels, it will become a spaceship. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm ready to fly it yet. I don't know if I could drive. Yeah, we'll just keep it grounded. So if you happen to be interested, we can build these chambers. No cheap deal to build it. But oh my God, these are profound devices for raising consciousness, right? So you can find that on our site as well at the store. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. I can't wait to have to test this. Oh, there's one other thing we're working on. I don't think I show this very often. Let me show this, because this could even be good for dementia as well. We're working on a virtual reality healing system. So, let me show you this. If you're watching, I'll talk you through it otherwise. Okay. So the idea is that you put on a virtual reality helmet and you look down, you can see a graphic of inside of your body, right? You can choose whatever system you want to work on, whether it's a your nervous system, circulatory system, digestive system, I mean muscles, whatever you like, right? And then or auras or chakras as well. And then you get a whole database of sounds and visuals. You get to choose your system, but you get a whole database of sounds and visuals that you can choose that are, include a full range of sacred geometry images. So you could first of all just drop those images in the body, and it will move the sound up and down on the sound table. So you feel the sound vibrating right where you're seeing the sacred geometry image. Or you could actually use an assessment system where you use voice analysis, or we're working with the Nutra Energetic System, and we're coming up with different parameters of music and sounds that will be created based on physiological parameters such as a heart monitor or a EEG, right? So those assessment tools will determine what music and sounds and visuals that you need inside your body. So if you got a sore knee, you'll have very specific frequencies and geometries floating inside your knee as you look down in virtual reality, right? And then you can have sounds and visuals through the whole body, and you can do a whole chakra treatment, and it's all animated, so everything flows, and you'll get the flow through. So you could have a golden ball of light flowing through your arm and feel it flowing through your arm. We also created a vest where you can have the sounds and visuals going through your whole system, right? Or you could have very specific visuals for cancer, for example. Oh my God. So it can also be in different environments in virtual reality. You could be inside the King's Chamber and actually hear the sound of the King's Chamber in virtual reality, right? Or you can be inside an angel with all of your auras and chakras completely lit up with sound and light. I can't wait to have to test it. Right? Very cool. So just wanted to show you that on the side. It could be used for kids with or people with autism. Been told that it will really be effective for that. And even for dementia, it'd be interesting to see how it lights up the brain. Okay, that's some of the things we're up to. So over the last 10 years, our students have been coming up with treatment plans for a full range of issues, including PTSD, anxiety, depression. And we now have all of these treatment plans on our Medical Sound Association site. So if you go to Medical Sound Association and click on integrative sound, because this is not the and this is for the emotional issues, you'll see a whole list of treatment, different types of issues. We've got treatment plans for grief, anxiety, depression, PTSD and trauma, dementia that we're going to look at, and don't have the addiction one posted yet. And these treatment plans are really well refined because not only, again, is have the students been working on these over the last 10 years in the degree program? They have assignments to come up with treatments. So we've taken the best of those. But also, we've had the Medical Sound Association, which is a full group of doctors and therapists that are actually refining these treatments, right? And so we've got some really good detail. I forgot to mention, we also have our, on the aside before I continue, we also have our Sound Education Association for Children. And our next meeting is tomorrow at 10 a.m., 10 to 1. If you're interested, you can email me and I will send you the link to get into the meeting. We're creating, we already have 500 exercises and we're creating more exercises and creating documents to take our curriculum into governments around the world. We've got a lot of high-end people. Actually, this woman just came to my house. A friend of a friend came over yesterday, and she said that she knows the person that's head of education in California. It's like, oh my God, they're just showing up. So if you're interested in that, just email me. We also do have meetings for the Medical Sound Association, totally separate than the children. And the next one's coming up in April sometime where we're refining these treatments, right? So if you're interested in that, you can email me as well. So you can check out all these different treatment plans, but let's look at the one for dementia here. And we'll look at it this way. So for dementia, let's see. Get it here. Okay. For dementia, the basis of what we've come up with is that you need more activation to activate the brain, right? That's the most basic concept. So, but this is in the earlier stages of dementia, where you want to create more activation. When a person is in later stages of dementia, they're often irritable. And so you have to be really careful about activation because they can get triggered, right? And anxious, right? So at that point, it will be more about calming, right? But in the beginning, it's about getting more blood flow to the brain. So we have a lot of techniques that can do that. But even more importantly, here's the most important aspect of this, is to play a full range of sounds and music and see what they like. Now, it's well known that if you've got music from what they know from earlier years, that can actually completely wake them fact, I want to play a little clip from Alive Inside, where this guy with Alzheimer's wakes up, okay, from listening to his music. Okay, so let me check this out. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
Hi.
Who are
Wait.
you? Hi, Papa.
Here's Henry. Okay, check this out. Henry's catatonic.
Hi, Papa. Hi, Papa.
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Fine.
Who
Wait.
Am I?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, it's Jerry.
How long has he been in the nursing home? Approximately 10 years. He was having seizures, and my mother couldn't handle him at home. Of course, it affected me greatly because he was always, you know, fun-loving, singing, you know, every occasion he would come out with a song, no matter where he was. I remember as a child, he used to walk us down the street, me and my brother, and he would stop and do Singing in the Rain. He would have us jumping and swinging around poles. He was, you know, he was good. He was always into music, you know, always loved singing, dancing.
His name is Henry Drea.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking more or less for religious music for him.
Okay.
Because he enjoys music and he always quoted in the Bible. So I'd rather have that for him.
We first see Henry inert, maybe depressed, unresponsive, and almost unalive.
Henry.
Yeah.
Henry.
Yes, y'all.
I found your music. You want your music now? Let's try your music, okay? And then you tell me if it's too loud or not.
Then he is given an iPod containing, we know, his favorite music. And immediately he lights up. His face assumes expression, his eyes open wide. He starts to sing and to rock and to move his arms, and he's being animated by the music.
And he used to always sit on the unit with his head like this. He didn't really talk to much people. And then when I introduce the music to him, this is his reaction ever since.
The philosopher Kant once called music the quickening art, and Henry is being quickened. He's being brought to life.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the music for 1 second, okay? Just to ask you a few questions. Okay? I'm going to give it back to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The effect of this doesn't stop, because when the headphones are taken off, Henry, normally mute and virtually unable to answer the simplest yes or no questions, is quite voluble.
Henry?
Yeah?
Do you like the iPod? Do you like the music you're hearing?
Yes.
Tell me about your music.
Well, I don't have one, I mean.
Do you like music?
Yeah, I'm crazy about music. You play beautiful music, beautiful sound.
Did you play music when you were? Did you like music when you were young?
Yes. I went to big dances and things.
What was your favorite music when you were young?
Well, Cab Calloway was my number one band guy. I like.
What's your favorite Cab Calloway song?
Oh, I'll be home there for Christmas. Oh, you can count plans on me with plenty of snow. Mistletoe, present, wrap around your tree, ow!
So in some sense, Henry is restored to himself. He has remembered who he is, and he's reacquired his identity for a while through the power of music.
What does music do to you?
Give me the feeling of love, romance. Right now, the world needs to come into music, singing. You got beautiful music here. Beautiful, oh, lovely. And I feel the band of love, dream. Lord came to me, made me holy. I'm a holy man. So he gave me this sound. I'll just say, I meet you. Let me see. Rosalie, won't you love me? Rosalie, won't you be sweet guy?
With this beautiful new technology, you can have all the music which is significant for you in something as big as a matchbox or whatever. And I think this may be very, very important in helping to animate, organize, and bring a sense of identity back to people who are out of it.
Cool, huh? So what we're looking at is not just the music they loved, but a full range of music and sounds. So we're going to be looking at a full range of CDs that have music that is a slower tempo and faster tempo. Calming music versus activated music, lyrics or no lyrics, right? And even music from their time period, and also sound healing music that has therapeutic effects, right? And then we'll be watching closely, because all of this will be tracked in detail by the centers, to see which ones they like, right? So basically we're developing a playlist that is precise per person, right? Now you have to be careful because some, as I've learned already, some songs, you know, at a certain time of day or one day they might like, and another day it could actually trigger them. So you still have to watch like a hawk, you know, to see whether it's working or not. But generally you find the music and style of music and the different components of music that are good for that person, right? And what's great about this is when they get older and get into later stages of dementia where they're less responsive, then you know precisely the best music and sounds to use. We're also doing this with sounds. So we'll play, you know, crystal bowls, or tuning, put tuning forks on the body. We'll do drumming. We'll do a full range of, you know, sounds that I mentioned before, even in the beginning of like the kalimba and the free note, the xylophone, and just note which ones they like. So So not only the sounds they, or music they like, but the sounds they like. And also in the earlier stages, we'll have the full range of sound healing instruments and noting which ones they like to play, right? If they're like, oh, they like playing the drum, or they like playing the little thumb organ, or they're really, then they just love playing the free note, right? So then we can see if we can, you know, get them to even play in later stages, right? So this is really just building like the ideal playlist of what they like so we can use it later. Now, there's another CD that I've got called the Brain CD, which is not music. It's Sima frequencies that are for the brain. And one of my students, her mom had advanced dementia. And when she played this CD for her, her mom would wake up every time. Let me play one of the songs on it. Again, this is not music. These are just frequencies. So this is the frequencies for the actual cerebellum here. Yeah, cerebellum. Check this out. This is for your cerebellum. Okay. Earlier, and it worked. That's really good. Let's see. Cerebellum. Yeah. Okay. Let me just go find it here. Let's see. Maybe it's in the cerebellum. Oh, here we go. It is in this one. So the potential of certain frequencies and combinations of frequencies, because this is five frequencies here, to do amazing work is really incredible. Not only just frequencies, but also here's the thing I'm probably almost the most excited about. There's a few things I'm excited about here. And that is to actually tune the music to them. That's what I was talking about earlier with the root soul or home note, where we find their home note. So when you actually, what we do here is we play each of the 12 notes to see which note is the most peaceful for the person. So we're basically finding your rhythm of your brain when you are at rest, right? And that's where you work the best. And there's already some research that this is the best, actually, for a lot of issues, right? So we can find their rhythm, and then we can octavize that up, which means double the rhythm until it becomes a note. And we can play a CD and their key with their rhythm to entrain them into it. And this is actually can even, I mean, it's easier to do in the earlier stages, but it's actually quite easy to do in more advanced stages because at that point, they're more sensitive. And when you play, I found that when people are really sensitive and you play different notes, it becomes really obvious which one makes them more peaceful or more agitated, right? Especially when you do the rhythms versus the actual notes. So we'll be playing both rhythms and notes and tuning it to them to get their brain back into stable, consistent vibrations of where they were before the actual Alzheimer's. Not necessarily a cure, but very cool for bringing them home, right? Okay, so I'm really excited about that as well. Now, the other thing we can do that is very cool is voice work. It was interesting. I just met with one of the largest dementia companies in Northern California. First, we met on Zoom, and then the whole company came down last week to the Institute, and it was just a party. I mean, they were so excited about the things we were talking about, the things I'm talking about here. And one of the people that works directly with the people in the home or in the center said there's one guy that he kind of just like mumbles, blah, 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 blah. And she said at one point she started like talking back to him the same way. And he like totally engaged, right? Like there was a real conversation going on. And this is very cool to actually use nonverbal communication. So the first step though is to get them comfortable making sound. And this is the case with just about anybody these days because we're all told that we can't sing or we're told to be quiet, shh, right? So we have to learn to be able to freely make sounds again. Oh God, right? So the easiest way to do that is through call and response, right? So you can just, here we go. Let me make some sounds and you can make them back. Okay. Ooh. Frequency sweeps are really good for the system because it opens up the full spectrum of frequencies in your whole system, right? That's very cool. So you do this, you can do things like, right? So you're basically creating a nonverbal language that includes all the emotions too. So they can learn to express their emotions nonverbally, right? So it's just playing. We're just playing, right? Doing gibberish, blah, 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 right? And this is when they're more coherent, right? So they get it down and it's like fun, right? And then when they get into the more advanced stages, they don't have to use language anymore. And I bet you they will remember how to do blah, 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 blah. Give up, yeah, right? Because we've been playing with that for years, right? So they've now gotten used to it. And now they're able to express themselves emotionally without having to use language. I bet you it's going to work. I bet you. I would bet a lot on that one, right? So that's another aspect is to do that. Of course, there's all the different aspects of sound healing with the voice where you can sing songs, right? That's obvious. But you can also do toning, different vowels. Just anything that gets them involved and activated. I mean, you could even do chants if they're into it, chants and mantras, right? And a lot of breathing exercises. Another really good one is to actually do a rhythm with their name, right? Like David, or, Angeli, right? So Angelini, right? And then so they say it when you teach somebody their name and you have them sing it, they remember it much better, right? Okay. But also just music, as I mentioned, is really cool. I want to play a song that could be really effective and it's really well known. It's Pachelbel Canon, right? And so I want to play this just for a little break and then we'll be back and continue here. This is Pachelbel Canon at half speed. And enjoy. Oh, got the volume turned down.
Thank you.
think something's going to happen, especially when we play things like that on a sound table or a sound lounge where they're being vibrated, totally activating their whole body. That's another main concept, is getting them physically in their body. And the sound table, our bass pod and bass belt are really effective. You can play frequencies on the body, especially if they have any pain or any issues, physical issues or even emotional issues. And then we can do tuning forks on them, putting tuning forks on the bottom of their feet, try different frequencies and combinations of frequencies, try the Schumann resonance and see what works the best for them to get them in their body. And then in later stages, if they're not, the sound table might be too much, you know, in later stages, but tuning forks, you know, are much more subtle. So I bet they could be really effective as to getting them in their body, especially if they really like them in the earlier years, right? So now that will trigger that memory of that, you know, vibration on the body that is really, really cool. So that's kind of the main ideas, but here's the part that I'm really excited about, right? So the exciting thing is the research that's being done, or that should be done, that we'll be doing on finding the frequencies for the brain that will activate the parts of the brain that wake them up, and finding the frequencies that will break up the plaque that is well known for happening when people have dementia, right? If you find the right frequency, it'll just melt that plaque, right? And it will hurt none of the other parts of the brain. This is huge. So we're setting up our research foundation to actually research frequencies for the brain. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I need to actually get a little more education. I've got a lot of ideas as far as binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. But what we've done is we've set up the Sound for the Brain Conference, Sound, Music, and Vibration for the Brain. And that's coming up May 20th to the 23rd. I didn't even mention it before. And it's free. And we've already got a full range of brainwave entrainment people and neuroscientists working with sound and the brain for different issues. So it's really, the potential is huge. I mean, we're talking about being able to actually get rid of and completely overcome dementia, which is amazing, because there's nothing, I mean, it's really, people don't know what to do right now with dementia, right? There is no cure. And even with the treatments, you know, people don't really know what to do. And it's really difficult, because in the more advanced stages, it's just really difficult on the actual therapists and the caregivers, because it's so stressful when they just do the same thing over and over and such. So this is huge. This is really huge. And that's what I'm really excited about, is the frequencies, combinations of frequencies, relationship between frequencies, and musical flows across the brain in different lobes, different parts of the brain, to not only completely overcome dementia, but to overcome other things like anxiety and depression and even grief, especially trauma, right? So we can get them really high, right? I'm so excited about this. Just imagine a future where there's no more PTSD, no more depression, no more anxiety, and no more dementia. Wow. Hold that thought for the rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thanks for listening and take care.